the statue of the three servicemen, the three fighting boys of Vietnam. It too has majesty and more. Perhaps you've seen it. Three rough boys walking together, looking ahead with a steady gaze. There's something wounded about them. A kind of resigned toughness, but there's an unexpected tenderness too. At first you don't really notice, but then you see it. The three are touching each other as if they're supporting each other, helping each other on. I know that many veterans of Vietnam will gather today, some of them perhaps by the wall, and they're still helping each other on.
Still to this day, he is my voice of the country, my voice of America. When I think about, you know, did anybody embody America any better than Ronald Reagan? I just, you know, I don't know it. And him to hear him talking about the, you know, the Vietnam Memorial, and just to be talking, and this is from 1986, about Memorial Day. It's, to me, it is always moving.
They were quite a group, the boys of Vietnam, boys who fought a terrible and vicious war without enough support from home. Boys who were dodging bullets while we debated the efficacy of the battle. It was often our poor who fought in that war. It was the unpampered boys of the working class who picked up the rifles and went on the march. They learned not to rely on us. They learned to rely on each other.
And of course, you know, I'm like, I was very young. I mean, I was born in 1971. So, you know, Vietnam is to me more of a story, you know, in the history books. It's not something that I experienced firsthand as a, you know, living through that time period. I certainly didn't have a number or anything. I was way nowhere close to being old enough. But, and I was kind of listening to Dan Shugart yesterday at the Veterans Memorial Park ceremony talking about that and, you know, his number, but he was late. He knew he wasn't going to be deployed, wasn't going to be called up. It's hard to wrap my mind around the idea that these men felt so abandoned by a country that drafted them. You know, Vietnam was not like, you know, the war on terror. Vietnam was not the war that, you know, people were rushing to sign up for to do their part, to throw back the enemy and to show them who's in control. You know, we had a draft. And yet, these men who were compelled into service, and then they go and serve and get wounded and die. But the ones who did not die, to come home and to be protested when you come back home for a war you got drafted into. I mean, not all, obviously, I know, but, you know, so many. It's unbelievable. It's painful to think about what they would have gone through to have experienced that, to have lost friends, and then to come home and to have people screaming at them that they were these horrible people. It's one of the ugliest things about that period in American history, or American history in general. And it's good to know that we have done what we can to try to right that wrong. I mean, that was a tremendous injustice to treat them that way. And, you know, that we go out of our way to try to honor them and commemorate what they did. That just, I don't know. It's doing what we can to make up for this horrible thing that was done during that era to our servicemen. 7:14 here on News Radio 92.3. Reagan goes on.
We must always remember that peace is a fragile thing that needs constant vigilance. We owe them a promise to look at the world with a steady gaze and perhaps a resigned toughness, knowing that we have adversaries in the world and challenges, and the only way to meet them and maintain the peace is by staying strong. That, of course, is the lesson of this century, a lesson learned in the Sudetenland, in Poland, in Hungary, in Czechoslovakia, in Cambodia. If we really care about peace, we must stay strong.
Bit of a sobering reminder given some of the comments being made about the current debt deal and military spending, right? I mean, you know, let's remember what it means to have lost and what we're trying to avoid and how we avoid it in the future.
If we really care about peace, we must, through our strength, demonstrate our unwillingness to accept an ending of the peace. We must be strong enough to create peace where it does not exist and strong enough to protect it where it does. That's the lesson of this century, and I think of this day. That's all I wanted to say. The rest of my contribution is to leave this great place to its peace, a peace it has earned. Thank all of you, and God bless you, and have a day full of memories.
Again, that's Reagan from 1986, and it is Memorial Day. We are live every single day of the year except for Christmas, so if you were wondering, would we be here? We are here. And it's a complicated day, like I talked about last hour. It's a complicated day. And my one thing that I just want to make sure that I never pass up the opportunity to say is I appreciate those of you who served. I appreciate those of you who lost. We all do. And if I have a moment to say it on behalf of the rest of us, thank you. And thank you for those you lost and for those we lost and the pain that that causes still to this day to family members and children and spouses and even parents. It's a somber day, and yet, and I know sometimes I see things a little bit differently than everybody else does. I know in the military, some people sign up for the military for all kinds of reasons. Okay. And of course, we just talked about how some people were drafted in the military. And you know, nobody intends to die, right? Some do. And not everybody who does. I mean, everybody considers that possibility, but, you know, again, all kinds of reasons. But to me, anybody who is willing to put their life on the line to perpetuate this thing that we're doing in this country, and to make it possible for the rest of us to have songs and Twitter and movies and NASCAR and baseball, I appreciate that, because it wouldn't be possible without them. And I don't take it for granted. And this is the day that we specifically remember that they sacrificed for something worth sacrificing for. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic. It's a very light traffic day, though, Candy.
100% light traffic day. Berry Hill, Dogwood Drive, Hamilton Bridge, all clear, of course. No problems on Shemokla Highway or Woodbine Road. People are on the road. People are going to work, but just a lot lighter today. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Memorial Day is much more than mattress sales, barbecues, and the Indy 500. While each of those things add to the festive nature of the three-day weekend, Memorial Day is our opportunity to honor people who've made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. During our country's Civil War, over 600,000 soldiers gave their lives. During World War I, over 130,000 American soldiers died. And in World War II, 405,399 American soldiers gave their lives in that global conflict. It is to them that we all have a great debt. And it is on this day especially where we want to preserve their memory and commemorate their life. It's a Christ-like thing to sacrifice your life for the sake of others. Jesus died so that others could live. Take time this Memorial Day to commemorate the lives of fallen American soldiers, but also take time to reflect on the gracious sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for sinners such as us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Hurricane season begins on June 1st.
Are you 1 week ready?
Join Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as he and the emergency management team discuss everything you need to know heading into hurricane season.
Are you 1 week ready?
That's tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hurricane season begins on June 1st.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
been a little bit hard on me.
Oh, you can't help it.
It's only because love's been a little bit hard on me. Love's been a little
hard. Oh, yeah, that's some good Juice News. I haven't heard that in a while. Candy.
Yeah, this takes you back to
you're 45. You're like my backup singer.
I'm
like
saying,
it.
I know, I'm doing harmony too.
7:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Memorial Day. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former state prison in New York will be housing asylum seekers as New York is continuing to try to find space for migrants. The Lincoln Correctional Facility was shut down in 2019. Since it's been vacant, it'll be housing hundreds of asylum seekers now. Former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says her fellow Republicans urged her to lie that the 2020 election was stolen. Cheney made those accusations during that commencement speech in Colorado.
Those who are trying to unravel the foundations of our republic, who are threatening the rule of law and the sanctity of our elections, no, they can't succeed if you vote.
And she said she had to choose between lying and losing her position in House leadership. A South Carolina judge has now temporarily blocked the South Carolina 6-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed it into law last Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. But Friday, a circuit court judge put the new law on a temporary hold until the South Carolina Supreme Court can determine if it's constitutional.
Thanks so much, David. Yeah, Liz Cheney's a complicated subject because obviously the family legacy, with her father, but there's a lot of Republicans, myself included, who do not feel like Liz Cheney has been faithful to the party or the principles. There's one slice of what Liz Cheney is saying that I agree with. And the part I agree with is you have to not lie. And I agree with the idea that even when it's, uncomfortable or you get, and I mean, that's when it matters, right? When telling the truth is easy or popular, I mean, it doesn't count for much. it's like protecting the speech of people you like doesn't count for much. So I agree with her about that. And I also recognize that people who have wanted to disagree with the former president about things have often either paid a price or had to make the decision, well, do I want to go against Trump? And that's a problem too. So I agree with her about that. The problem is that she just kind of picks wrong all the time. But here's something else I'll say this, and this is important. I absolutely protect and value her right to be wrong, to say wrong things, or to stand up for what she believes the truth is. That those are all important principles. That's a part of what makes America America, right? Is that the people you disagree with, even vehemently, you still protect their right to say it. Otherwise, what do we believe in, right? 437-1620. I say this as I feel embarrassed to say this in a way, but I also want to make sure it doesn't go unsaid because it does historically turn out to be that some people don't understand the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And I don't know. I feel like you all know this, but there might be somebody who doesn't. And okay, in case you don't. So Veterans Day is when we honor everyone who served. Memorial Day is specifically for those who died. Okay. So today is not you can thank people for their service every day, but today is not the thank you for your service. Today is remember those who you can't thank for their service. Right, that's the distinction. And I know the vast majority of you know this, but there might be a few who don't, and it has been something that not everybody gets all the time. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, taking a look around. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It's funny, the only slow part that we see is near the toll bridge on Avalon there at that bridge.
Really?
That's the only slowdown. There is an accident, I-10 westbound at mile marker 17, but it's been moved off to the side, not showing a roadblock there either. And, just that little toll area, which is good, right? There's nothing else happening right now. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. And News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody's scrambling for their $2.
$2. Is it still $2?
No, it's more than that. It's like 2.25 or something if you got a Sun Pass. I think it's like 2.50.
It's a beautiful view,
something
though.
Like that.
It does make it quicker, so.
If you're going, yeah, you got to go that way. Hey, it's Fiesta Week.
by the way. Yeah, that's right. That's June 2nd, this Friday. The Fiesta Parade rolls at 7 o'clock you know, from Spring Garden Palace. What's wrong, Candy?
I'm pearl clutching. It's not here this early. You're absolutely right.
It is Fiesta Days. That's exactly right. So that's one thing that's going on. Obviously, that's a big one. Wednesday at Seville Quarter, we have the Surrender of the City. It's the kickoff to the 10 Days of Fiesta events. Surrender of the City starts at 7:15. By the way, sharp, usually. You can't be late for that. If you're late, you'll miss it.
Yeah, are you?
I always go.
Emceeing?
Oh, no. Brent emcees. Brent is the voice of Fiesta. Brent Lane.
He sure is. And he can, that's right.
He, trust me, he can have it. It's not my thing. It's absolutely his thing, and it's not my kind of thing, so it's perfectly fine.
And this is the coolest thing, too, the Seville Quarter thing. It's free, and it's fun to go in and watch.
Oh, no, I don't think Surrender the City is free.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think you got a ticket. I think you got to have a ticket for this one.
Never mind, but there's a lot of fun free events that I'll cover off on later.
But it is my favorite one because, to me, Surrender the City is like the... It's the most Pensacola thing I know of because it is simultaneously historic and entertaining and serious and yet tongue-in-cheek. I mean, although, last year, I think, maybe for the first time, they didn't have the chains. You know, they historically, everybody was in plastic chains.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's the chains? And I don't know if it's like we don't want to symbolize that. I don't know. But I like the chains. I thought the chains were kind of a cool thing. The other one that I like along with, like, same kind of feel is a Running of the Bulls.
Yes.
Because it's that same kind of like, you know, ridiculous, frivolous, but fun and charity fundraising. Anyway, so Surrender the City, if you've never been to it, is a good time. And it is entertaining. And I always play clips the morning after because it's always funny. the pressure is always on because not everybody is funny at Surrender the City. And you find out who isn't and also who isn't. So historically, the sheriff and the Navy are the funniest. But we'll see. You never know. People can surprise you. Anyway, that's going to be Wednesday at 7:15 is the official time to start for that.
And Phineas Foggs.
Also the Phineas, thank you, Phineas Foggs in Seville Quarter. And the Fiesta Boat Parade launches from the Yacht Club this Saturday, June 3rd, around midday. Best views will be from the Sanders Beach, Kryn Jones Resource Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. And I was just thinking to myself with the geography is I guess they wouldn't go to the bridge, so I guess you wouldn't see that because they go the other way. But anyway, that's always a good time as well. 728 News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I thought this was kind of an interesting story, just an odd little story. But apparently Gen Z, and I can never remember who is what. I'm an X, but, you know, whatever. So Gen Z, which is the – I guess Gen Z's after millennials. Okay, so – Gen
That's
X,
right.
Gen Y, millennials, and then Gen Z are the people who they can just barely vote. Gen Z is buying flip phones instead of smartphones.
Why?
Because they want to be separated from all of the stress of the social media and the internet and the notifications and the having to keep up. And apparently they like the cord cutting that a flip phone brings so that they don't have to be with all of the stuff all the time.
That's great.
And
I get it.
I honor that, celebrate that. The only thing I would say is this. Every single flip phone I have ever owned broke. I never sat on them. I mean, obviously, if it's open, you sit. But every single flip phone that I ever owned, the hinge broke. And I'm hoping that they make them better now. And all the companies are now investing in like old school technology, you know, and trying to learn how to make these phones the old way.
I forgot technology was cyclical.
Exactly right. How do we make vinyl records? How do we make bell bottoms? Oh, look, how do we make flip phones? I did have a slider one time, and I like that, actually, because it had the physical keyboard. That was really nice.
That was great.
That
I
was
had
great.
One of those, too.
But I will tell you, to this day, I still have my old Nokia. Yeah, I forget. It's a little silver phone. It's about 3.5 inches long. It's the snafu back in the early days of the games, okay? But that phone is still an alarm clock of mine. That is my ultimate backup alarm clock.
That's great.
And that battery has been working for like 30 years. So that phone
is best.
Fantastic. Probably not good to use, but, you know, still. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
There's a full slate of activities at Fort Pickens. We'll tell you what's going on later.
Fox News, the city,
I'm CJ
$40.
Papa. President Biden says the nation will meet its financial responsibilities and not default after he struck a deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Kept his word. He said what he would do. He did what he said he'd do.
Speaker McCarthy believes he has the votes in the House to pass it, with debate beginning on Wednesday. Parades and other events marking Memorial Day. Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House.
President Biden begins his Memorial Day hosting a breakfast at the White House. Then he'll be heading to Arlington National Cemetery for the traditional wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
And the president will deliver a Memorial Day speech. Iran's supreme leader said today he welcomes the restoration of full diplomatic ties between Egypt and the Islamic Republic, raising the idea of Cairo and Tehran normalizing relations after decades of strain. And Iran also says it arrested a terrorist team linked to Israel planning assassinations. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31, News Radio 92.3. It's 75 already this morning, partly cloudy here in Pensacola. Three people were shot over the weekend during a large party in Cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says there were almost 2,000 people at a party on Webb Park in Cantonment Saturday night, and that's when those shots were fired. Investigators say a gunman opened fire into the crowd, shot two 18-year-old women and one 21-year-old man. Right now, there's no word on a suspect. All three of the victims were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Pace man arrested in connection with a suspected homicide in Santa Rosa County. 61-year-old Jeffrey Staler of Pace, now facing charges for second-degree homicide, assault of an officer, obstruction of justice. Staler's warrant coming after deputies found a body in the 4100 block of Diamond Street, and deputies say Staler was detained and arrested shortly after. Well, Memorial Day events continuing at the Gulf Islands National Seashore and at Fort Pickens today. A Civil War soldier musket demonstration happening. That's going to be at 11 o'clock this morning. A Civil War camp experience this afternoon at Fort Pickens. And park rangers will be giving guided walks and explaining the history of the fort every half hour today. There will also be a wreath-laying ceremony at 2:45 this afternoon. Country music superstar Kenny Chesney played a couple of shows at the Wharf over the weekend, but he also had a surprise third performance at the iconic Floribama.
It's really, you know, cool to be back and to be in this environment again. You know, anytime me and the band get to make music and create music and spread love near the ocean, that's...
And Chesney's impromptu performance at the Floribama was wedged in between his two bigger shows at the Wharf. Chesney has pretty good relationship with the Floribama. Over the years, he's been known to visit whenever he's in the area. The governor paying tribute on Memorial Day. He welcomed 400 state veterans and military families to the governor's mansion yesterday for a cookout. DeSantis says the principles we stand for wouldn't amount to much if people weren't willing to put on a uniform and risk their lives. And last week, DeSantis issued a proclamation ordering U.S. and Florida flags at half staff at all local and state buildings this week. If you're looking for hurricane prep items, well, the hurricane prep sales tax holiday started on Saturday. That's going to run through June 9th. Sales tax is waived on things like portable generators, waterproof sheeting, tie-down kits, smoke detectors, and batteries. And there's a full list of items you can save on at floridarevenue.com, another sales tax holiday taking place in late August. It is 7:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives with Candy.
Here's the good news. There is none. There's not showing any slowdown. We're not showing any slowdowns right now. I-10 westbound at mile marker 17 showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. Doesn't look slow at all on I-10, and just double checking on that. So it has been moved off to the side. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip or see some sort of incident, 437-1620, you can text it in. Very light on the roads this morning. This is Radio 92.3. It's informative, local, dependable.
It is going to be a beautiful day today. We do have just a small chance of a stray shower. Nice weather for your Memorial Day if you do have any of those outdoor events you are planning on going to. 86 degrees for your high, low overnight near 68. We're going to be seeing beautiful weather for your Tuesday as well, high near 88 with a low on Tuesday night near 68 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is an absolutely beautiful morning, 75, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 75. 5 in Gulf Breeze as well, and 70 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A recent survey found nearly half of U.S. workers saying they would consider looking for a new job should their employer reduce remote and hybrid work flexibility. Eagle Hill Consulting's research discovered that remote work flexibility is substantially more important to younger workers. 61% of Gen Z and 57% of millennial employees indicate they would look for other employment if such flexibility were scaled back. Baby boomers at just 29%. These findings come as employers are announcing plans to end remote work for some employees, while other organizations are sticking with remote-first or employee-driven work location decisions. The best vehicles for families? Well, according to U.S. News & World Report, the list would include the Hyundai Santa Fe, Toyota Camry Hybrid, Honda Odyssey, Kia K5, and Chevy Suburban. The study graded vehicles based on factors including safety, reliability, seating, and cargo volume. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Between there was some stuff, so including a random tire that could have killed 10 people and didn't. So okay, you know, watch the race, whatever. And somebody had texted me, and we talked about this last hour. Well, did you see the anthem from Jewel? And I had to say no, I did not. And I had seen a story that there was something about it that was kind of weird, but I didn't really know personally, and I didn't bother to watch it. So I had to go back, and I had to check it out for myself. So here for our conversation. Jewel.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, please remain standing and remove your hats as award-winning singer-songwriter Jewel performs our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see?
No.
Why? Because she's playing some acoustic in the background?
It's not the acoustic. It's that the acoustic is discordant with what she's doing. It doesn't fit. And when she... Look, the national anthem, when you go sing the national anthem, which I have never done and would never do, nobody would want me to. Your goal is to sing it in such a way that you transport people to contemplating the nation.
Yeah.
She failed that.
She did not.
She made you think about her and the music. This was a selfish performance.
It was not a selfish performance. I can't tell if you're just trying to bait me or not, but
I'm
no.
I'm serious. Look,
you're okay with all the runs that people do?
No, that's not good either. No, it should. You should sing the basic song.
She is singing the basic
song.
She's definitely singing the basic song.
With a totally varied musical structure that does not, it does not show faithfulness to the song itself. It makes you think about her singing it. Everybody, the reason this is a news story
that's
is because,
why they got her to sing it and not just like Bob Smith from Bob Smith Group. I don't know. I made that group up.
Mary had a little lamb. No, you sing the song.
Everybody sings the way they sing. Did she didn't yodel. I thought everybody made it sound like she farted the song. She just sang just fine.
Here's where we'll agree.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful rendition of not the national anthem. It's a beautiful rendition of a song. She sang it flawlessly.
Yeah.
But she didn't sing the anthem. That's the point. She didn't do the job of this. Listen, she's a news story today because people were, what is that? What? That's weird. That doesn't, here, I'll play a little bit more. Fine, no problem. And the pace isn't the issue either. Some of this is good. There.
Yes.
I love this song too much to like this version.
This makes me like it more.
Stop it.
Okay, maybe not that last note.
I think you can hear the pretty muted reaction from the crowd underneath the flyover.
I thought it was beautiful. She is one of America's treasures.
She is a beautiful singer.
Absolutely.
She's a great story. She executed the song, I think, the way she intended to.
Yeah.
But it's just not, that's not the job. It's like the worship singer, okay? It's one thing to have, like, you go to church, okay? And there's one, it's one thing to have somebody up there who's performing something that you're supposed to watch. It's another thing entirely to have somebody who is leading worship that the crowd, that the congregation is supposed to be involved in. The national anthem, when you perform it, is supposed to invite people in along with you to, even if you don't sing it out loud, you're singing it in your head. This is, you're sitting there wondering what's happening. It's distracting. I can't endorse this. But Candy, I'll let you have the last say.
We got the best text in. It says their song was longer than the race.
It was 3 minutes. Yes, you know they. So, you know they bet on that for the Super Bowl. Everything gets bet on for the Super Bowl. And over under on the length of the national anthem is one of the bets. Yeah. It's one of the very common bets. Yeah, if you'd have bet over on Jewel, you would have definitely bet.
I thought because we were in, and Fox News had it on too. Like she butchered the anthem, and so in my head it was just that was not as bad as I thought, and I like Jewel, so you know. The national anthem is great.
I'd let you have the last word, so I will. 7:45 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, opinionated. Feel free to text us at 437-1620. We are here, by the way. It is Memorial Day, and we are here in the studio for another hour and 15 minutes. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Together, you're not keeping track, though. Longer than the race. and please keep texting in these traffic tips, too, which there are none so far, which is good. There's an accident at mile marker 17. This is I-10 eastbound, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. So not showing a problem or any slowdowns at all. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, when you got to do HVAC work of any kind or electrical work of any kind, call Peden. Air conditioning, heating, and electrical, they'll take care of it. Good quality products, good quality service, good people, 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you know it's going to be done right and done right the first time. If you're doing an inspection, which you need to do before the real heat of the summer comes, $49 inspections in Pensacola, Fort Walton, Panama City, $29 in Baldwin County. They just expanded to Baldwin County, so that's kind of a new thing. First 400 people, free smart care membership in Baldwin County, so take advantage of that. If you need to have your system tuned up or a heating, you know, that you want to make sure the generator is working properly, because you can do that at the same time, just make sure everything is in shape so that if you do have to come depend on it, it will be there for you. Peden, air conditioning, heating, and electrical. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
There's something new at Peak Boar Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Boar Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Peedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for DAC, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest, and we'll be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take out the stress and cost of health care. That's this Wednesday morning at 9, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
This is the song that's not Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
They had another song, too.
This is it. This is the other song. To Live and Die in L.A. Yeah. What's their other song? You have to look it up. I love that, though. That's so true. They probably
Dance Hall Days.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So this is their third song. Dance Hall Days and Everybody Wang Chung Tonight would be the two main
ones. Nobody knew this one except for the Bond people.
David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency is in Japan making a final safety assessment of a plan to release radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. The treated waters from the Fukushima nuclear plant, the site of a major disaster in 2011 following a powerful earthquake and a tsunami. They plan to issue their final report next month. An apartment complex in Iowa partially collapsed on Sunday with several residents inside. This was in Davenport, actually. It's only about an hour from my hometown. And the fire chief there, Michael Carlston, says at least 7 people were rescued from the rubble of that building. 12 others made it out safely.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do for money.
The feds apparently want Jen Shah's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City earnings to pay her fraud victims. Federal prosecutors asking a judge to sign in order to garnish some of her earnings from the Bravo reality show. The prosecutors claim that she and her co-defendants haven't paid any of the $6.7 million in restitution owed to the victims of their telemarketing fraud scheme that they say targeted hundreds of elderly people.
Good. Good.
Absolutely.
Take it. Yeah, I don't mind. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:51 here on News Radio 92.3.
Would you watch Real Housewives of Pensacola? I would.
I've never watched a single moment of any of those shows. But of Pensacola, probably.
You would totally watch Pensacola.
Probably. I mean, it's my
Milton,
people.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think who we could put in there.
I would watch it because it's my job to watch it.
I don't know, man. Some of these people around here.
If I knew.
Would love, I mean, I've never actually seen an episode of that either.
If I knew somebody who was on it, I'd probably,
I bet we would.
And we probably would. Yeah, that's probably true.
Somebody should make that.
I feel like this goes down a dangerous road to ask the question. So, which wives would you want?
I know. I'm not going to pick any.
We're not
going to
pick any either.
So,
I'm out of this.
Tell me with your phones now.
No,
we'll put it together.
No, okay. Not at all. 7:52 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, scared. Well, would it be an honor or would it be an insult to be asked to be on that show? I think it'd be an insult.
To be honest, I don't really know what the shows are about.
It's just high drama women.
Oh.
It's just high drama is what I think of it as. As a total non-expert.
Okay, I'm an idiot. I thought it was like showcasing like, we go out and do this public service, but it's probably not, especially if she's... Okay.
No. It's a lot of catty stuff. That's all it is.
Oh, like in my... Never mind. I'll tell you off air. Because like you can see ladies just hanging out, like Impact 100. And, it's like,
no, I don't think
guys.
It would be that.
Okay.
So Kevin McCarthy yesterday talking about the debt deal.
We finally were able to cut spending. We're the first Congress to vote for cutting spending year over year. So you cut that back. You fully fund the veterans. You fully fund defense. But you take that non-defense spending all the way back lower than 22 levels. Now you get work requirements for TANF and SNAP, where the Democrats said that was a red line. Now you're able to reform NEPA. How frustrating we are with, it's been 40 years since you could streamline it. To build a road in America takes you 7 years of review. We now limit that where it's focused, where you can only review it for 1 to 2 years.
So all of the substance there, I agree with, but can I tell you, it still gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. And here's why, hear me out, okay? When a person goes out of their way to talk very calmly about something that's happening in the news, that makes me feel like, oh my God, it's Armageddon. Like, it's like when you're trying to, comfort somebody, somebody got hurt in a car crash, and you're not quite sure the doctors are operating, and you're like, it's going to be okay, Jennifer. You take that voice is scarier than normal voice. And like calm, cool, reasoned Kevin McCarthy kind of terrifies me. Like, what's really going on here that you go out of your way to be that? I'm going to be that calm in the midst of this catastrophe.
And you know, at the end of the day, it saves more money, because what does a work requirement do? It's only on able-bodied people with no dependents. Instead of borrowing money from China to pay somebody to sit on the couch, we now give them the process to go get a job. Every study has shown when you do that, it puts more people to work. And when they work, what happens? More people are paying into Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, this still creeps me out. Like, slow clarity of explanation, which I know that's what his job is. He's kind of being there to sell it to the nation, but sometimes you go out of your way. Somebody texts something. What they say.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't allow you to do that. It's what they texted.
Yeah, right? It's like Kevin. It's like the Kevin McCarthy 5000. It's just, like, so oddly
mechanical in the way he's presenting all this. I will say this, though. He said something right at the end that was kind of funny.
So I think there's going to be a lot of Democrats that go vote for it, too. Right now, the Democrats are very upset. The one thing Hakeem told me, there's nothing in the bill for them. There's not one thing in the bill for Democrats.
So you hear that difference of tone when he's kind of talking unstructured-like? And then here's what cracked me up. So I don't know how they did it exactly, but that was on Fox News Sunday, was the interview with Kevin McCarthy. And then somehow or other, ABC with Margaret Brennan, they had managed to grab that cut. Maybe it was on pre-release on somehow or other. But here's how she set that cut up, asking Hakeem Jeffries about it. You ready?
Speaker McCarthy predicted this morning he can get a majority of Republicans. He says some Democrats.
Hakeem Jeffries is the minority leader in the House.
But he also quoted something he says you told him. Listen.
I think there's going to be a lot of Democrats that go vote for it, too. Right now, the Democrats are very upset. The one thing Hakeem told me, there's nothing in the bill for them. There's not one thing in the bill for Democrats.
Did you say that? And how do you convince Democrats?
I have no idea what he's talking about, particularly because I have not been able to review the actual legislative text. All that we've reached is an agreement in principle.
I love it when, like, my son, you know, I'll be cooking for, like, yesterday I was cooking breakfast, and, you know, I got the shows on, and I'm listening, and my eldest son is out, and the other two are still waking up, but he's out, and he's watching, and he looks at me, and he starts laughing, because he's like, these idiots. Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. I never said that, you know, and she's like, did you actually talk to him? Yes, I talked to him. Do you know who Kevin McCarthy actually is, though?
Did you even talk to him?
Both privately. I talked to him yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
What I haven't talked to him since that point in time.
But you do know who he is, right? You've met him in the. It's just kind of. I don't know. It's funny. 756 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for us.
Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns, or should I do it in that? No slowdowns or delays. You have nothing
to worry
terrifying.
About.
Yeah, right?
Super
it does.
Terrifying.
It does. The roads are fine, though. You're not going to see any delays right now. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, it is very light this morning on the roads. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, we got a good summary here. Somebody sent us in for the Housewives. Real Housewives, I said. Housewives is hot women, high drama, first world problems.
Oh, okay.
I see two of those three.
So it's like a fifth of the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's right. 757 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my goodness. What else do we have going on? Apparently there are 32 states right now that if you buy a case of Bud Light, a 15-pack of Bud Light, they are offering you a $15 rebate on the purchase.
I almost texted you that this weekend. But
and
I already
Florida,
texted you too many times.
And Florida is one of the states.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
How much does a 15-pack of Bud Light go for anyway? I don't have any idea.
Ask our expert.
I wouldn't know.
Do you know how much a case of Bud Light is?
The beer I buy is more than that. So I would think for a 15-pack of Bud Light, that's about the price.
Yeah, I think it's right around there. Maybe like 16 or something like that. Not much more.
I would think probably at Dollar General, you get it for 12 bucks. That'd be my guess. Because Dollar General is like, the place to buy the beer.
Yeah, it used to be like $13.
Cheap beer. So I'm guessing you could probably make money on this deal. I'm guessing, but I don't know. I'm not willing to go buy a bunch of Bud Light to find out. Too much work.
We could be like those people that sell the watermelons in the truck. We got a truck, David.
I do, yeah.
Because then what do I do with the Bud Light?
Roadside Bud Light stand.
That's right. We won't get in trouble.
No, of course not.
I think we're having two different conversations here.
Yeah, we're not talking to you. Thanks, David.
I like it. 758. News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody texted in the Tom Thumb had a 15-pack for $18 this weekend.
Oh, okay.
$17.95. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. 4376. Yeah, man, they're in free fall. And it's now become a word. You don't want to get Bud Lighted. It's now become a verb.
What? It wasn't like
Target doesn't want to get Bud Lighted, you know? And
people were harassing employees at Target, so they had to move
understand.
The stuff to the back. It
that's
wasn't like,
good.
Oh, we don't like gay people now.
No,
that's not what happened.
That's not good. There should be no harassment of employees.
Yes.
There should be no threats of violence.
So, saying it right.
Speech and what you purchase is one thing, and harassing people, that is unacceptable. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Your home for Dave.